This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Alabama and the nation are in the midst of an opioid epidemic, with deaths from prescription pain medication and heroin overdoses on the rise. Yet as the death toll increased, Alabama cracked down on opioid addiction treatment centers, specifically methadone clinics. Currently, two companies are trying to open methadone clinics in Lee County, and they're seeing stiff pushback from local officials. AL.com's Amy Yerkinen recently reported on methadone clinics, and she tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley more.
These are very controversial treatment centers, and often communities are not happy to have a methadone clinic in them because the feeling is that it brings addicts to a neighborhood and it may bring crime.
Quickly, how does methadone work if you're on opioids trying to get off of them?
Basically, you take methadone every day. It's a very long-acting opioid, and it takes up the same receptors in the brain that whatever drug you were taking would take up. It doesn't make you high in the way that another opioid would, typically, if you're taking it at a clinic and the dose has been kind of calibrated for you. But it keeps you from feeling withdrawal. It allows you to get through your day and not feel sick.
So what happened in 2012 to prevent the expansion of this? You mentioned people being hesitant to have these in their communities.
Yeah. So in 2012, there were a couple of communities that weren't happy with proposed methadone clinics. And one of the concerns they brought up was that they felt that the methadone clinics that are in Alabama were not doing enough to completely wean patients off of methadone and get them off the treatment altogether. So they went back to the agency that regulates these clinics, and that agency put a moratorium, and it was supposed to be year-long, and they said, we are not going to build new methadone clinics in Alabama for a year. Well, that one-year moratorium became a three-year moratorium. They continued to extend it, and during this time, the Department of Mental Health came up with a new formula for determining, you know, where methadone clinics need to be. And part of that requirement was a 50-mile distance from any existing methadone clinics.
So how many methadone clinics currently are operating in Alabama?
There are 24 that currently operate in Alabama, but I'm not completely sure how many of those offer the long-term maintenance therapy. Some of them only offer detoxification therapy. So, you know, that may last a couple of days, a couple of weeks to get someone immediately off of illicit opioids, heroin or pain pills, and wean them off using methadone. I mean, the issue here is that the studies of methadone treatment have really shown that it's most effective as a long-term treatment. And that's where it's also been most sort of controversial.
Since heroin and prescription opioid overdose deaths have been rising steadily, why did Alabama take this action at a time when deaths were rising in the state and across the country?
Well, I mean, I think that the use of medications such as methadone, and there are other options as well, to treat opioid addiction has always been controversial. And in Alabama, it's still very controversial. And that's changing across the country. You know, just earlier this year, late last year, the Obama administration, they wanted to look at the science of treatment and say, the medication therapies that work, we need to increase access to those. And so they've done things like increasing the number of patients that can be seen by doctors who prescribe buprenorphine, which is another maintenance drug. And they want to increase access to those, all of those drugs, methadone, buprenorphine, and others. But I don't know if Alabama's quite there yet. There's still a little bit of opposition at the community level, and I think at the state level, to embrace these therapies for people with addiction.
You've done some excellent in-depth reporting on this, and you've met people who are using methadone to try to get off heroin or opioid painkillers. What did they tell you about the treatment and their experience?
You have to go to the clinic every day to get your dose until you've established, you know, a baseline of sobriety. And you have to get drug tested. And there's a lot of requirements for someone who's a long way from a methadone clinic. For someone who may be struggling with addiction, may not have a car, it could be very difficult, I think, for them to get that treatment if they're living in a rural area. One of the clinics that, wants to open in Lee County would actually be moving its clinic from Sumter County. If they got approved, you know, you would be creating another area in Alabama that doesn't have a methadone clinic to serve it.
So what will happen now in Lee County as they seek to get more of these methadone treatment clinics?
Well, so there are two companies that are competing to serve Lee County, which is going to complicate the process. If there are two companies that want to provide this service, you know, basically a judge has to have a hearing. Everyone is allowed to weigh in for or against, and that includes anyone from the community. So it's likely to be a very long process for a clinic to open in Lee County. And when it comes down to it, the agency that approves these could actually reject both of them, and the county could remain without a methadone clinic. Now, I should say that the sheriffs and hospital and politicians who have weighed in have said they don't need this in Lee County, that they've gotten rid of all the bad doctors and drug dealers, and that they feel like their community does not need a methadone clinic at this point.
Amy, thank you for coming in and talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Rachel.